T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 8:30 now on this Tuesday morning, 65 degrees. The Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office says an inmate who works in the jail's kitchen has come down with COVID-19.
Officials say the test results came back positive on Friday. Colonel Brian White says the other 53 inmates who work in the kitchen have been tested and are now in quarantine.
We divide our inmate workers for the kitchen staff into three groups of 18. This process of getting meals ready for inmates is pretty much a 24/7 operation.
This raises the number of inmates who are quarantined in the jail to 150. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Kansas has seen its rate of positive coronavirus tests inch up over the past month and is approaching 29,000 reported cases for the pandemic. State Department of Health and Environment reported Monday that the state had another 1,064 cases since Friday for an increase of 3.8% to 28,876. The department also reported another 7 COVID-19 related deaths to bring that total to 365 for the pandemic. The overall rate of total positive test results has been increasing after bottoming out at 8% in late June and standing at 8.3% on July 3rd. The rate of positive tests for the pandemic was 9.6% as of Monday.
To save money in next year's budget, the Wichita City Council will consider a proposal to end its animal shelter drop-off program that would save more than $900,000 a year. Mayor Brandon Whipple tells KNSS News.
We're going to have some pains like this. You can't cut $26 million out of a two-year budget without having some issues.
However, the mayor says some sort of compromise may be possible before the budget receives final approval. Whipple commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning show on KNSS.
A community college has reached a settlement with the family of a football player who died of heat stroke after team conditioning drills in 2018.
Details of the settlement reached between Garden City Community College and the family of Braden Bradforth of New Jersey were not released. The college said that a court had approved the settlement. Bradforth, a 315-pound defensive lineman, died after being found unconscious in an alley outside his dormitory after the first day of football conditioning in August of 2018. An independent investigation strongly criticized the school, saying a serious lack of oversight caused a chain of events that led to Bradforth's death. Investigators noted that the coaching staff didn't consider if Bradforth was properly acclimated to work out in summer temperatures at a higher altitude than he was used to in New Jersey. Emails obtained by the Associated Press last year indicated that 25 minutes elapsed between when an assistant coach was called to Bradford's side and paramedics arrived.
Kansas Information Network Steve Olinghouse reporting.
President Trump touched on several topics during a briefing at the White House.
The president started with the tropical system, Isaias, and that he's issued emergency declarations.
For Florida, South Carolina, North Carolina.
With additional orders to get relief to Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands already hit by the storm. As for coronavirus, the president says it is receding in recent hotspots. He did say another lockdown in the U.S. is not a viable option.
And would ultimately inflict more harm than it would prevent.
He says the focus should now be on protecting those at high risk while younger Americans go back to work and school. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Rapper Kanye West is looking to get on the ballot in another state as he continues his presidential run.
Kanye has submitted signatures to appear on the Arkansas ballot this fall as an independent. Representatives of West have submitted over 1,700 signatures with the Secretary of State's office. The office has 10 days to verify Kanye has submitted at least the 1,000 legitimate signatures from registered voters to qualify for the state ballot. West once backed President Trump, but announced last month he'd broken with the president and would launch his own White House bid. West has since submitted paperwork to appear on the ballot in neighboring Oklahoma. His effort to get on New Jersey's ballot is being challenged. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A few widely scattered thunderstorms were ongoing across parts of western and central Kansas, and those may drift into our area before dying out. Mostly sunny this afternoon with a high just 81. Another complex of thunderstorms will form off to the west and likely get here by early morning on Wednesday. Our low 62, sunny and 81 by Wednesday afternoon. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 65 degrees. We have an east wind at 6 miles per hour. It's 8:36 here on a Tuesday morning with Steve and Ted. Time for entertainment news. The Blur with Ted Woodward, Ted.
And another former Ellen staffer speaking out.
Ellen DeGeneres is continuing to get hit with accusations that the Be Kind to One Another talk show host ran a toxic workplace. The 62-year-old comedian sent a letter to staff last week apologizing and said that changes would be made. However, in addition to two published reports of racism, sexual misconduct, and microaggressions, a former bodyguard claimed Ellen exhibited rude behavior towards him, and a former producer, Hedda Muscat, told the rap DeGeneres was toxic. On top of all the claims, two Hollywood stars are supporting the accusations. Brad Garrett called it common knowledge. And Back to the Future star Leah Thompson retweeted his People magazine article writing, "True story, it is." Michelle Polino, Fox News.
The actor who plays Star-Lord is about to have a baby.
Actor Chris Pratt taking to Instagram to post a photo of his pregnant wife, Katherine Schwarzenegger Pratt, while the couple went on a hike together. The image shows the pair on top of a mountain. Pratt captioning, "Ready to pop, still don't stop," adding, "Kinda grateful it didn't go down on the trail, though, to be real." The couple tying the knot in June of last year, announcing in April they were expecting their first child together. Pratt also shares a 7-year-old son with his ex-wife, actress Anna Faris. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Chris Hemsworth taking a break from playing Thor to moonlight in shark-human relations.
Chris Hemsworth is jumping into summer 2021 to headline Nat Geo's Shark Fest with Shark Beach. The Avengers actor will take off on a lifelong mission to investigate the measures put in place to safeguard humankind's coexistence with sharks and to uncover the complicated truth behind the alarming increase in shark attacks in Australia. The Aussie native will be joined by the world's preeminent shark experts, including marine biologists, conservationists, surfers, and shark advocates. Together, they will examine the reason for the increased shark attacks and how existing preventative measures work to help keep human shark encounters at bay. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Let's see what's hot in Hollywood.
The Fox Movie Profile, taking a look at what's new in at-home viewing, including the sci-fi horror flick Deep Blue Sea 3. Here's Fandango's Eric Davis.
A scientific team is going to study great whites and great white sharks and how they thrive in these environments. And then all of a sudden, there are some weird bull sharks that show up. Bull sharks should be familiar to those who are fans of this series. But these bull sharks are not your regular sharks. And of course, there will be some attacking that happens.
Tijuana Jackson, Purpose Over Prison is a mockumentary by Romani Malco.
He gets out of prison and he decides he wants to become a motivational speaker. It's comedy. There's a little bit of heart. There's a little bit of romance in there, too. He is crushing on his parole officer, who's played by Regina Hall. Very funny in the film as well. And if you want to support, you know, somebody who, like Romani Malco, who's been around for years in so many different roles, and a passion project, a true passion project, I think this is a great film to check out.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Something different for a Lifetime Christmas movie.
Lifetime has announced its first ever Christmas movie centered on a gay couple. The Christmas Setup will air as part of the cable channel's 30 new holiday movies this year. The film follows Hugo, a New York corporate lawyer, and his best friend, Madeline, as they head home to Milwaukee for the holidays. While at home, Hugo's mom, Kate, decides to play matchmaker and arranges for him to run into Patrick, his secret high school crush. Hugo and Patrick's attraction to each other is undeniable, but Hugo receives word of a big promotion requiring a move to London. Now he must decide what is more important to him. Both Lifetime and Hallmark have been criticized for its lack of LGBT lead characters. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
Let's check in with Late Night with Seth Meyers, NBC.
Former Vice President Joe Biden is expected to pick his running mate this week and make a formal announcement later this month. Then and only then will the Obamas turn their phones back on.
Last night on ABC, The Bachelor, the greatest seasons ever, exclamation point. Some of the topics involved young Allie talking about her relationship with Frank and how he broke her heart.
Right.
Oh, yeah. My.
For a long time, I like tried to justify that I think, no, I was going to pick Roberto in the end anyway. And maybe I would have. Like, I don't know the answer to that question. But up until that point when he left, I honestly think it was him in my mind. So for him to leave, I almost felt like everything was taken away from me. And I was so hurt. I was so devastated.
Was that the last you saw of Frank?
No, actually. A couple years after Roberto and I split up, at one point we were both in Chicago and we did meet up and we definitely explored a little, you know, to see if there was something there because of how things ended. And I think we both ultimately decided we were just really good friends. And I adore Frank. Like, we're still in touch to this day.
So wait, so you guys dated for a while?
No, oh my gosh, no. It wasn't like a long dating period, but it was like, okay, let's get together and, you know, like secretly have dinner and, you know, like,
right,
just sort of see you. What this could be.
Steve McIntosh, any thoughts?
No, I was wanting a little more emotion and some whining and saying like every other word.
Well, she threw in several likes there at the end.
Okay, fine. I'm a little disappointed this time.
From The Bachelor, the greatest seasons ever on ABC last night. And we do have a movie anniversary today. It came out in Wichita movie theaters 60 years ago on this day. Ocean's 11. The Rat Pack movie, in which Frank Sinatra and Dean Martin, Sammy Davis, they're all World War II veterans, and they all decide to
knock off a casino.
Their big caper is to knock off all the casinos in Vegas on the same night.
Sam, you've been to Vegas many times. Give me a rundown on the exact action that takes place in New Year's Eve.
Come midnight, they go nuts. Everybody kisses anybody. Then, because they just met each other, they sing "Should Old Acquaintance Be Forgot."
How long do you figure it takes to sing that song?
I don't know, about
1 minute and 38 seconds. Exactly, we timed it. Now, 1 minute and 38 seconds after midnight, we black out the whole town and hit the five casinos at the same time. Sahara, Riviera, Desert Inn, the Sands, and the Flamingo. Nobody will even see us.
Yeah, there's the caper.
There it is.
Knocking off five casinos at the same time. And then, of course, you also had the sexual tension between Frank and his ex-wife, Angie Dickinson.
Ooh. Oh, Danny, what a prize you are. The only husband in the world who'd proposition his own wife.
Well, I married you once and it didn't work out too well, so what's wrong with a little hey-hey?
Nothing. I'd never knock it as long as there was a little love involved.
You mean there isn't?
On your part, not much. There's only one thing you love, Danny. That's danger. Cliffhanging. You could never love a woman like you love danger.
Ooh.
How many times have I heard that in reference to mine?
Right, yeah.
Oh, you love is danger.
Maybe the line was you're looking for was, what's wrong with a little hey-hey? You going to spring that on Mrs. McIntosh at some point?
Hey!
What's wrong with a little hey-hey?
Fine.
Ocean's 11 with the Rat Pack. That came out 60 years ago today in Wichita movie theaters. Entertainment news in the blur is brought to you by Napoleon Appliance Repair. They do professional major appliance repairs on most makes and models. They'll get you fixed up. You need an appliance that needs help? Call Terry and make an appointment. Here's the phone number, 409-1525, Napoleon Appliance Repair.
Cutting the work schedule at Airbus. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal. Coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.